This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Sue and I are kind of arguing about the weather here. We heard Dave Murray's forecast because I'm not crazy about it getting into the 90s again, but
95.
Allow me to point out, yes, but 95 with a dew point that's in the low 60s compared to, you know, a dew point of 74, 75. I love talking about the dew point I know what I'm talking about, too. But I'm just telling you, that's a different... And then when the sun starts to go down, and let's face it, it's going down a lot sooner, it will cool off very nicely. So I think a couple of days in the upper 80s and the 90s in September, although I don't find that to be football weather. I don't like watching a football game when it's 90 degrees. Sure, if you're in the sun on Saturday and it's in the 90s, it's going to be hot. Yeah. But it's not like July or August, so
no,
I think
it's not
that's
the same.
Good news. You know, we love having George Rosenthal from ThrottleNet on as a guest because he offers us so many insights into some of the creepy stuff that happens on the web. I'm going to offer you an example of that. There's a new type of spyware that is taking webcam pictures of people when you're doing something very specifically that I will get into when George joins us at 5:32. But man, I got to tell you something. You know, you can't feel safe anywhere, even on your own computer, once you hear that story, which is kind of unfortunate. We also have an audio cut of the day a little later this hour. Bill O'Reilly's going to be on the show tomorrow. I always like chatting with Bill. He's got a new book out. We'll catch up on some of the news of the day. I do, you know, often point out that I get two Bills. I get regular Bill and I get Krabby Bill. So we'll see if we can get Krabby Bill. And I can relate with Krabby Bill because I can be Krabby Mark,
sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
Not
it's
a problem
all
at all. Tim Fitch, who's a regular on the Reardon Roundtable, who's a former St. Louis County Police Chief, former St. Louis County Councilman, is with us to talk about a few things tonight. How are you, Chief? Welcome back.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.
So I saw this yesterday on the ex formerly Twitter, and then at that point I did not realize that you were involved in the reopening of this cold case from 1980. You got to fact check me here. This was in Ellisville in 1980 at a Dairy Queen where a murder took place, and you're reopening, and Melissa Price Smith, who is the new St. Louis County prosecutor, is reopening this investigation.
Yep. Yeah, so I don't know if you know or I've been mentioned before. I'm still a police officer for Ellisville. I do it as a volunteer for them, but I'm still in the roster as a sworn police officer.
Wow.
So I found out that they had one murder ever in the history of Ellisville, and it happened in 1980, in April of 1980, and I asked the chief if he'd like me to take a look at it because that was much of my background when I was at the county police before I screwed up and started taking promotional tests. At any rate, he said, absolutely, I'd like you to take a look at it. So I've been working on this since April, and I've been through all of the case file, case notes, reports, lab reports, and I felt like there was more work that could be done on this. So she, you know, a little bit about her history is she was a mother of three. She had three kids, 16, 18, and 21. When she was shot and killed, she was working alone in the restaurant, closing up for the night. As the night manager 2 days a week, the rest of the, she was full-time secretary at Parkway South Middle School at the time. And someone apparently accosted her as she came out the front door of the Dairy Queen at Clayton and Clarkson, and made her go back inside and basically ransacked the office area, probably looking for money or making it look like they were looking for money. They were only able to get about $125. That was the startup money for the next day, because she had already deposited into the locked safe the receipts for the day, and she had no code for the safe to get into it. So she was basically shot and killed in the office area of the Dairy Queen, over $125 robbery.
Jeez.
So pretty bad, pretty dead deal. So looking into this, I found out that all three of her children, who basically, I was a freshman in college when this happened, so they were around my age. They're all deceased. All three of her children were deceased.
Wow, really?
And I found out from talking to other relatives and friends, they all had, I will say, this murder of their mother had a severe impact on their life. So when you think that there's just one victim here, there are many victims in a homicide. It's not just the person that was killed. Their family are victims as well. And certainly, and by the way, none of her children had children of their own. So she had no grandchildren.
So what drew you, Margie Walsh was her name, Margaret Walsh, right? What drew you to this particular case? And why would you have hope that maybe you can get some answers now in 2025?
Because what Ellisville did a wonderful job of doing was maintaining the evidence of this murder for 45 years. So basically in 1980, the Major Case Squad worked this, because Ellisville called the Major Case Squad to handle it. And they submitted all the evidence to the county crime lab. It was tested. Very little was gained from it. But think about this, Mark. They haven't seen this evidence for 45 years. What's changed in forensic science?
You know, a lot.
We have Niven.
Yeah, a lot.
Ballistics. You know, you could do much more with ballistics. And a round was recovered from her body. So we resubmitted the bullet that was recovered from her body. We resubmitted all of the clothing. One of the other things that was interesting is we resubmitted a rubber glove that was found thrown out of a vehicle. A witness saw someone throw a rubber glove out of the window near the Dairy Queen around the time of the murder. So it was recovered by the Ellisville police in 1980 and just kind of held because they didn't have anything to do with it. Well, guess what? They're very likely, we've been told by the scientists, is DNA involved there and in on that glove.
Just out of curiosity, to stop you right there, which that's where I knew you were going. But so when you say that was then meticulously stored, right, in an evidence bag that could not have been, you know, altered or anything like that, so it's kept in good enough shape to get the DNA out of it.
Yes, everything was sealed like it should have been back then. Not knowing what the future held, they were smart enough to hold it all. And there's a few things they returned to her family I wish I had back. But back then, you know, it was one of them is her purse. So today you do all kinds of things with a purse, like touch DNA. You can get, you know, fingerprints off of those kind of material today that you couldn't then through chemical processing.
Uh-huh.
So you know, they didn't know then, and they gave the purse back to the surviving family at the time. I wish I still had that purse, but I don't. So I'll work with what I have. But what I'll tell you, the biggest development in this case, and I'll make it short, is they thought they had narrowed in on a suspect who they thought had done this murder. It's because he had killed four people at the Pope's Cafeteria in DePere.
Oh, that was a big case, right? Yes.
Yeah, you remember that one?
Oh, so of course.
That one was 6 months after Marge was killed at Dairy Queen. So rightfully, they said this could be the same, you know, person. It's closing time, make them open the safe, shoot them all, kill them in the restaurant, take the money from the safe. So that was a good idea to look at him. But records that were discovered later showed that he was actually at work when the murder happened at Dairy Queen.
Okay.
He was a security guard at SLU. And he had applied to be a police officer in the city of St. Louis as well. So he was convicted and executed by the state of Missouri for the Pope's Cafeteria murders.
See, I remember 1980 was the first, that was the first spring that I lived in St. Louis. We moved in November of 1979, and I definitely remember the Pope story being a huge story, and then the aftermath of that. This one I just don't really remember. I was only 15 years old being in the news. On the DNA evidence, so what happens next? And Melissa, by the way, is going to come in the studio and talk about this tomorrow, but do you run it through, I mean, first you would run it through a database to see if there's any kind of hits there, but sometimes you get into these tricky situations where the 23andMe's and places like that get involved.
Yeah, so we have nothing back from the crime lab yet, other than potential DNA in the glove that I talked about. So we will see. I don't have any reason to believe the suspect's DNA is anywhere on her body. There's no sexual assault. There was no injury that we could tell from the suspect. So I suspect that all of the blood that will be tested will show her DNA on the clothing, that type of thing. But we don't know what else. There was a cigarette butt recovered from the office area. Does it have DNA on it? And all that will go into something called CODIS, and maybe Melissa. And by the way, she and her team have been wonderful to work this case. They've issued grand jury subpoenas for me to get records and those type of things. So
nice.
They've been absolutely wonderful to work with. I have to give her a shout out for that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there have to be, and Sue and I talk about these cases every once in a while in the news, there have to be a lot of cases like this from that time period in particular, because it was really the end of the 80s where the DNA technology started kicking in a little bit more, started to be more reliable, really not until the 90s, but there were cases. You know, I covered a case, and I've talked about this every once in a while, Chief. there's a case of this guy, and there should have been a movie made about this, or at least, you know, a Law and Order. This guy's name was Ralph Davis, and he lived in Boone County in Roachport, I think. This is when I was in Columbia. And his African-American, his wife goes missing. She's white. And everybody thinks that Ralph Davis killed her, right? But there's no body. There's no evidence right. That turned up. So I don't remember the time frame involved here, but months later, there's a storage locker in Jefferson City, and they had to crack the lock on it because the person wasn't making payments. And inside that locker was the vehicle that Ralph Davis had that he killed his wife. And the body wasn't in there, but there was brain material and other things that were in the car. And this, Joe Mosley was the prosecutor at the time. He became a state senator, and he's still a friend to this day. But he rebuilt the car in the Boone County Courthouse, and he became, this is what I remember.
Wait,
this was
really?
The first. Oh, yeah.
That's
and this
awesome.
This was the first case. I think it was the first case in the country that someone was convicted of first-degree murder and, by the way, sent to death row, and he was removed from the planet, too, when they did not have a body, and they were simply using just DNA evidence. And again, that was probably 88, 89,
wow.
But that was very new at the time.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in homicide in the early 90s, mid-90s, and later in the 90s, and we didn't really have much DNA going on. We had something called PCR, which was kind of the precursor to DNA. One of the things that's come out of this since the media has advertised it so much this since the press conference is others calling me and saying, would you work on mine? Would you work on my family? And
right.
So that's to be expected. So I'll let Melissa make an announcement that she'll make about a cold case unit. Let her talk about that when you have her on tomorrow. But I think this case in Ellisville really generated that interest with her that they need to have a dedicated cold case team in the prosecutor's office.
That's cool. There have been at least two television shows that I've watched in the last couple of months. One was called Department Q, and then there was another one that I can't remember, that both dealt with cold case, you know, detectives that were coming back and, in you know, trying to unveil things that happened decades before. So these things really do. That's why they're inspired and why Hollywood, you know, picks up on this stuff, because we have enough datelines and, you know, MSNBC, not MSNBC, but you know what I mean, the 48 Hours and stuff like that, that tell these stories that all kind of amaze us.
Right. I'm trying to get the major case squad itself to start up a cold case unit of retired investigators. I'm not retired. I still work full time. But this case specifically interested me because it was in Ellisville, which I live in the area, and I'm an Ellisville reserve officer. So that's why I took this case. But certainly when we're finished with this one, certainly able to help out with others in the future.
Yeah, that's fascinating. It really is. So keep us posted, and I look forward to having Melissa tomorrow. A couple other things I wanted to ask you. One about a local story. So there was a story in the Post-Dispatch today about an incident that happened at a football game last week in St. Charles, and this is in the St. Charles School District. There was a lot of fights that were going on, and in one case, one of the kids who's 14, Chris Green Jenkins, was trying to stand up in theory for his sister, and then he punched a cop. Well, the cop kind of punched back. You know, some of this is caught on video. And now the parents and other people are asking questions about the police officer striking him before he was brought to the ground and arrested. Now, this is one of those situations where you don't know the entire story because the video, and there's so much stuff happening at the same time and people yelling and shouting and all that. The cops are trying to get a handle on the situation. Without the audience having the advantage of seeing the video, how do you interpret this situation?
Well, I did have the advantage of seeing the video, and it was very chaotic. It was a mess is about the best way to describe it. And all I tell you is you've probably heard me say this before, when an officer uses force, and everything I saw there looked completely lawful to me, what they were doing, but it's not pretty. It just isn't pretty.
Yeah.
And you've got this older officer, you know, striking this student, and there's nothing good that can come out of a video like that you go, oh, should he, shouldn't he? Remember who started this, who hit first. And then I saw some of the comments from the family who basically went right into, but he's got some challenges, mental health challenges,
right,
and things
right.
like that, so it's okay. And the officer should know that before they strike back. Well, guess what? You don't have the benefit of knowing all of that when it's going on. So, you know, the officer is required to defend himself and to make an arrest, and that's what he did. And like I said, it wasn't pretty, but I saw nothing unlawful.
No, and I didn't either. But, you know, this is just one line in the story. But it also, I think, for people who don't take time to know the entire story to watch the video, it says Green Jenkins has mental disabilities, including anxiety and depression, as well as a seizure disorder. Last year, this kind of jumps out at you. Last year, he brought a knife to school because he was being bullied and wanted to get kicked out. That's what his mom said. So obviously, this is a troubled kid. They also make the claim, by the way, that when that incident happened, it was the cop that he fought with at the game the other night, somehow alleging that the cop, you know, had something against the kid. But I don't think the cop even had time to realize who the kid was in that instance.
No, you don't. That you saw the video. It was so chaotic and what a mess. And people screaming and fights, different fights going on around the same immediate vicinity. There's no way you would know who that is.
No, yeah, it was crazy. All right, so on the big national case that's getting a lot of attention here, have you seen, unfortunately, I watched the video, the full video that's not edited, of the stabbing in Charlotte of Iriana Zarutska, and that's getting a lot of attention right now because of the lack of coverage in the legacy media. But have you checked that out? Have you dialed into that at all?
I have. Yeah. I saw the same video.
It's awful.
You saw. Awful. And it was just absolutely stunning, awful. I wish, you know, every time I look at one of those, I wish I hadn't.
I know. I couldn't help myself because I knew it was out there. But this poor girl just, you know, gets off work and she gets on the train. And then for the video that's out there for people who don't want to watch the whole version of it, in the aftermath of this, she's just kind of hunkered down in the seat. She doesn't even know what happened to her, I don't think. And she's in so much shock. And then it only takes a matter of seconds. She slumps over. There is someone who comes finally after people who are seated around her. And again, I'm not going to put blame on the people that didn't come to her rescue that were seated around her, because honestly, it happened so fast. I don't even think they knew what happened.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Did you see the knife? Did you take a close look at the knife?
I saw the knife because you could actually see it when he's getting on the train. They have an angle, but I didn't take a close look. No.
I would tell you, I would describe that as kind of a large pocket knife. Remember, he had to open it up. It was a folding knife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't tell you how many times police officers have shot people for attacking them or coming at them with the knife. And I've heard, you know, surviving, you know, family members say they shouldn't have shot him. It was only a pocket knife. You want to see what a pocket knife will do? Go watch that video.
Well, or just follow what's been happening in England, because they don't have guns. They've had a, you know, a spate of all kinds of, you know, very serious incidents with knives, especially related to their migrant situation. But then, Chief, the other thing that jumps out on this case from Charlotte, and this is where I don't think the left really understands this. You have a montage of 14 pictures from his arrest for previous felonies. Mm-hmm. And it reminded me, different situation, but reminded me of what happened here with Janae Edmondson losing her legs and Daniel Riley, who should have been behind bars. On this guy, there's no question, but he was let out even in January by a judge with cashless bail. And here's the consequences again. This guy should never have been out free. I mean, you could go back case after case after case. He's going to do something like this eventually, and there he did.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And you know, we've seen this so many times around the country. I will tell you, I did Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department's last accreditation assessment, and it's a very good police department. But you know what? If you arrest the people and the courts let them right back out, you let them out, let them out, let them out, guess what's going to happen? Eventually, it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, well, we can't incarcerate somebody that's mentally ill. When they're dangerous, yes, you can, and you should.
Yeah, did you hear Mamdani today talking about Rikers?
No, I haven't heard that one.
Well, okay, let me play. This is good here before I let you go. So there's too many people in Rikers, Chief.
The jail population of Rikers has increased since Eric Adams has come into office by more than 1,000 additional incarcerated New Yorkers. And what is quite staggering to me is that we know that we can reduce that jail population to less than 4,000. I mean, Vital City had an article about a number of different proposals that could reduce it to 3,700. And some of this also just has to look at the average stay on Rikers in the 90s was 50 days. Now it's more than 100. There are more than 1,500 people on Rikers who have been held there for more than a year. So I do think many of the reforms that have to be made are also reforms around the court system.
Here's our solution. Let's let people out of Rikers who probably deserve to be there anyway, right?
Didn't we try that in St. Louis and it didn't work?
Yes.
My guess is, you know, there's nobody in the county jail locked up on misdemeanor charges. And I always used to say, if you could find somebody over there serving time for misdemeanor charges in the county jail, I'll walk over there with you and help you get them out.
There's always something else. Maybe they were arrested on a misdemeanor, but there's always things that are connected that are more serious charges. That's why they're behind bars.
Keep in mind, if the sentence is under a year, they don't go to state jail. They stay in the Rikers jail. So if there's people spending time there, they've been sentenced. They've been convicted and sentenced. Now, some are awaiting trial, but typically the ones that are locked up waiting trial are the really bad guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But we don't want to worry about that. We want to get them social workers, apparently. Mom Donnie in New York City and other urban leaders in many American cities. I think we had a mayor like that and a circuit attorney here for a while as well. Chief, always great to have you on. Thanks for weighing in. I love the cold case stuff. Very interesting.
Take care.
All right, take care. Thanks. I'm someone who, unfortunately, I can't help myself when, you know, there's videos or something out there. That's why they said, you know, don't press if you don't want to see this. And I'm going to advise those of you listening out here right now that you should not watch the video that I watched of the Charlotte murder of this young girl who gets on the train after work and is brutally murdered, because now the whole video is out there. And the other thing that, you know, and I didn't know this until earlier this afternoon, apparently he says, "I got that white girl," as the blood drips from the knife, which is disgusting. Now, there was an interesting little exchange with Tom Homan on MSNBC this morning.
Is it fair to say that if someone is in the process of trying to get their paperwork straight and they have kids who have served in the U.S. military and they're paying taxes and they have a license, is it fair to say that that person is not a threat to society and not a criminal?
Do they have a criminal history?
Do you have the intelligence?
So this is Mika Brzezinski, who goes on and on trying to pull at the heartstrings of the viewers, and she's got Tom Homan on, and she's asking questions. She's trying to ask questions about something specific. He's not familiar with the case. Now, the only thing that I would say, and Tom Homan knows this, is I even referred to this earlier. We had this situation where a reporter in D.C. was doing a story a couple weeks ago, and then all of a sudden, ICE starts arresting this guy. He starts screaming bloody murder. I've done nothing wrong. I have my family. Then you find out he's got a felony charge for, you know, diddling a kid under the age of 13. So Mika's trying to say, look, you're just, you know, you're pulling all these innocent people up into these snags.
Do you consider someone who is trying to get their papers now, struggling, and has kids who serve in the military, has a license and pay taxes, is that in your mind a criminal? Is that someone you want your ICE agents to take off the street?
I just explained the real data that I see every day, that a mass 70% are criminals, public safety threats, and the rest are national security threats. People with final orders. I don't know who this case is. Do they have a final order? Have you seen the background investigation or the investigation that was built upon by the ICE agent, what's involved in that case? Things you may not know. So unless I know the specifics of that case and I have the file in front of me, I can't make that determination.
She keeps wanting to make the case. She doesn't really get specific. She doesn't mention the name. She goes, do you think that people who are here serving in the military, blah, 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 that they should be treated like criminals? Homan's trying to say, no, I don't think so, but maybe there's more to the story, Mika. Have you looked into the rest of the story? Have you seen the file?
I would like to see that data that you're talking about, the 70%, the criminal history. I'd love some transparency as to why a lot of these people have been disappeared. You say you have data. We would love to see it. The American people.
Okay, now wait. He's going to go off on this, but did you hear what she said there? These people have been disappeared. You got to be kidding me.
See this data.
Well, here's the rhetoric again, right? You just met disappeared. That is a ridiculous thing to say.
Why?
Because ISIS is doing the same thing we've done for decades. But because of the last 4 years, ICE wasn't allowed to enforce a law. ICE was told to sit back, and you can't arrest an illegal alien for simply being here legally. You got to wait till they commit a serious crime and get convicted of that crime. That's what Secretary Mayorkas' instructions were. And that's why you saw so much crime in this country coming from the illegal alien population, because there's no law enforcement. But we're doing the same thing right now that we did when I started back in 1984. ICE agents are enforcing the laws enacted by Congress. They're appropriated funding to enforce these laws. If you don't like what ICE is doing, then go protest Congress. However, to say we disappeared people, no. We're arresting people that are in the country illegally and in our public safety threat. We know exactly who we're going to arrest when we go look for them. We have a case file in front of us. We have all those facts. This is not disappearing people. This is a planned, targeted enforcement operation that we're doing.
Oh, she's so condescending. And the audio doesn't do her condescension justice, because when you see her face when she's doing this interview, and it's embarrassing. I mean, you have case after case where we have proved, whether it's Kilmar, Abrego Garcia, or others, that they weren't just, you know, picked up because they were crossing the border illegally. There's much more to the story. And have some people been kicked back and deported because they did cross the border illegally and they got picked up in the same operation? Well, sure, that has happened. Have they been removed from their children? Well, people who break the laws are removed from their children, even if they're citizens in this country. But Mika still doesn't get it. Sue, not a day goes by, and I don't think that is an exaggeration. Becky sent one to me again yesterday where you have these phishing scams that come across your email or your text message where they ask you. And I remember I fell for one about a month ago. I thought it was legitimately Spotify that was asking for an updated payment because I had a debit card that expired.
Yep.
And I was frustrated at the time. And I'm like, I found the email in my junk folder, which should have been, you know, my first tip. But I went through and I panicked. I'm like, oh, I got to pay the bill. And I fill the information out. And then within seconds, a charge comes on my U.S. bank card from overseas and it's fraud. So then I have to change the card again. It was like a $109 charge. It was weird. But I bring it up because there's all these things that happen online, and there's a lot of things that happen that are creepy. And our friend George Rosenthal, he's not creepy. He exposes the creepiness. From ThrottleNet.com is with us because I found the story of this spyware that is crazy, crazy stuff. And I guess you're probably not as shocked by some of this stuff as I am, George. How are you this afternoon?
Good. Thanks for having me on. I am not as shocked on this one, but this is definitely more advanced than what was going on a couple of years ago with the same type of theme.
So this said, and this is, I don't even know where I saw this the other day, but I found this and I sent it to Ethan. I said, we got to get George on to talk about this. This is spyware that, in theory, hijacks a webcam. And if someone is, the way it was pitched in this story is, for example, if someone's, you know, searching not safe for work content, porn or something like that, it takes simultaneous screenshots and webcam photos of the victim. So it basically shows you who's looking at the content and the content at the same time. And then they use that to blackmail people, is my understanding, right?
Yes, that's correct. And years ago, they would just send mass text messages, mass emails, and it just would scare you. And it would say, hey, we have some pictures of you doing some bad things, or we have searches, results that you were searching on. And if you don't pay us in Bitcoin, we're going to release this to the public and embarrass you and so forth. But they never had anything. It was very rare if they ever did. This is totally advanced now. So what this is this, it's actually called Stellarium.
Yeah.
And It's basically when they're getting on your computer, whether it's your home computer, definitely your work computer. If they get on your network at all, they're installing this. And what it's doing is it's automatically watching you. So if you do happen to go to a not safe for work kind of website, it will turn your camera on without actually turning the light on.
What?
So you don't even know that the camera is recording you.
George.
It also can do audio recording. Take screenshots, like you said, then, and all of your search results, it embeds itself in your browser, and then they hold you blackmail and say, if you don't, and sometimes they'll give you samples of what they have.
Whoa.
To prove that they actually have this stuff on you. And this has been going on, this automated new upgrade has been going on since May this year. So there's been a lot of different cyber crimes that are documented that have, this is really happening all over the country, and it has been since May. And it is absolutely crazy.
So here's a line in the story that I shared. It says, how did you pronounce it? Stellarium?
Yes, Stellarium.
Stellarium, yeah. Sorry. That makes way. But it's spelled like
Stellarium. I know, it's very tough. I know.
Stellarium, because it says Steeler IUM. So Stellarium, which doesn't have to do with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Unfortunate.
Strangely, is distributed as free open source tool available on GitHub. I don't know what that is. But it says the malware's developer, who goes by the name Witchfinder and describes themselves as a malware analyst based in London, notes on the page that the program is for educational purposes only. And then it says, how you use this program is your responsibility. I will not be held accountable for any illegal activities, nor do I give a blank how you use it. Wow. Well, at least they're honest about that, right?
Exactly. Well, they're getting more brazen because they know the chances of getting caught are very, 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 very slim. And then, of course, getting prosecuted if you don't live in the United States. There's so many different issues there. So they're very, very brazen on how this works. There's another device that's a great example of this called the Flipper Zero, and it's a couple hundred bucks, and they call it an educational tool. But you can legitimately do all kinds of things, from setting up a fake Wi-Fi, stealing credit card information. There's a lot of bad things you can do with the Flipper Zero, but they say, oh, you know, it's the same tactic of, well, it's just a fun learning device. So you just got to be careful, especially with what's going on with this, because they're using the same type of phishing attack to get into your business network, your home network, but then they're going to hold you hostage. So there are ways that there are several things you can do to really protect yourself from this. And number one, and we give these out to clients, we give them out to prospects, anybody who comes to ThrottleNet, is a webcam cover or something as simple as a piece of scotch tape.
Yeah.
Don't let your camera sit open unless you're going to use it. As soon as you're going to use it, just take the tape off or take the little cover off. Make sure you're having all of your upgrades on updates, soft security patches and so forth on all of your phishing software and so forth. Make sure that you are checking about once a month the extensions that are installed on your browser.
Because okay, what does that mean? Now you lost me.
That's okay. So there's all kinds of extensions that get installed. So for instance, there's a service called Honey, and it's a coupon service.
Yes.
So when you're going shopping, it'll offer you coupons. That's a plug-in extension. So you can look up, if you open Google Chrome, at the top right of the page of your browser, you can see the extensions. It's a little puzzle piece. And when you click on that puzzle piece icon, you can see all the extensions that have been installed. And if there's something that you didn't install, definitely uninstall it and then call your IT provider immediately. Definitely do that. The other thing is, if your computer starts running sluggish, slow, you get pop-ups, that kind of thing, you've already been infected. Disconnect from the internet immediately and then get that computer cleaned right away.
Wow. And then what's the best way to do that? You're not throwing it in the washing machine. I understand that, right?
No, you need to go to, if you're a company, you're going to go to your IT provider or your IT team. If you're an individual, you're going to go to a place like Best Buy's Geek Squad to have the malware and spyware cleaned off of it.
Wow.
Make sure you have your malware systems updated, your software updated. It's very important to do that. If you do find yourself in trouble, obviously make sure they have proof before you don't just pay them. And of course, if you really think you're going to be in trouble, negotiate, because they will negotiate with you.
So
it's crazy to say out loud, but they will negotiate with you.
So what they said in this story is, like, for a hacker, it's not like you're taking down a multi-million-dollar company that's going to make waves and have a lot of follow-on impacts. But in this case, they're trying to monetize people one at a time, and maybe people who might be ashamed about reporting something like this, which you can understand. So but that's crazy.
Jeez.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. Imagine if you're an exec or a business owner, and you want to humiliate that person in front of the whole company or even the whole clientele. If I get on somebody's business network and I have this system, this software installed, and I get some dirt on somebody, I can not only I have all access to all their clients because I'm already on the network.
Oh, man.
So why couldn't I send this out to every single client that you have and embarrass the heck out of you? So you got to be really, really careful when you're doing stuff online. And this isn't just in a sexual way. If you're looking up content that's like, you know, how to build a bomb or whatever it may be, that stuff, that anything that's not appropriate for work, you should not be going to on a work machine at all.
I tell you what, George, the idea that somebody could turn on your camera and look at you and you're not even seeing the light, that really creeps me out.
and your microphone. They'll turn your microphone on and record what's going on in the background, like the audio. So you got to be very aware, but definitely cover your webcam whenever you're not using it.
Okay.
100%.
And I sit here with my iPad every day. I don't know where the damn thing is. I know it's there. I got to cover it or something
my gosh.
Like that. You know, this reminds me, though, if producer emeritus David Klein is listening, he would remember this. So, and you've been here to the station plenty of times. In my old studio at Camo X, I would run the board for the first 2 hours of the show, and then I would do what's called Total Information PM. I don't think they do it, but it was more of a news wheel. And I bring it up because I moved to the other side of the console, and Dave, he ran the board, and I was there at a stand-up computer. And I bring it up because there's a window behind me. So if you were taking a tour of the Camo X newsroom, you could see what's on my computer.
Right.
You know, you wouldn't be able to see a real close-up of it. But I can't remember if it was just – I think it was a website, and it was not a – it was a if I put in .com, if you put in .org or something like that, it was something completely different. Next thing I know, I'm putting this thing in. There's a bunch of Asian porn that pops up on this computer. And, I mean, I closed it down as soon as I can, but I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, the people behind me could see this. The IT department's going to think I'm surfing Asian porn.
Yes.
Klein's face was like, oh, yeah, sure you did that accidentally, right?
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, you can, you know, just one – and look, these sites do it on purpose. Just one letter different or just one, you know, symbol off, you get to a site that's not safe for work, and they do it on purpose, so
that's
you
right.
might accidentally stumble upon it.
Yeah,
they want to entrap you.
Oh, my gosh. This is just, every time we talk to you, George, I walk away horrified.
more frightened than before, right?
But more wary.
Yes.
So that's always good.
Yeah, but the key is not to scare you, but the key is definitely to protect yourself and take notice of everything you click on. Don't download any attachments. Don't give them a way to get on your computer or on your business network. That's the key. You know, make sure you have measures in place to handle that. You know, cover up the the camera, of course, unless you're not using it. If your computer's running crazy, check your browser extensions. But just be aware. The key is just to go throughout this crazy new world aware of what's going on so that it doesn't happen to you. And everybody thinks, oh, yeah, you know, it's show me state mentality. Never will happen to me. Yeah, it can, and it does, and it's happening all over the country now.
We just had one that went through the Odyssey email, you know, that looked legit, and
yeah,
then there was a follow-up
fell
email.
Yeah, I for one of them.
A follow-up email said, I didn't click on it, but then they had to tell people, don't click on it. All right, George Rosenthal, thanks for scaring the living crap out of us again. We always appreciate that, your contribution to the show, and have a great week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.